Brandy Bynum, Section Chief of the U.S. Department of Homeland Security Center for Countering Human Trafficking's Blue Campaign, is here this morning. That's a lot to talk about, a mouthful, but it's an important topic. This Wear Blue Day comes up in January, if I'm not mistaken, right? January is Human Trafficking Prevention Month, but we're kind of getting an early start on this. I guess, Brandy, the best thing to start is kind of define to us, what is human trafficking?
Absolutely. So human trafficking is the use of force, fraud, or coercion to compel someone into a commercial sex act or to work against their will. Exploitation of a minor, so anyone under the age of 18, if they're involved in a commercial sex act, it is automatically considered human trafficking by the federal law, regardless of whether any form of force, fraud, or coercion is present.
Wow. How does this Blue Campaign work? How does this help in battling human trafficking?
Yeah, so we are a national public awareness campaign designed to educate the public, law enforcement, and other industry partners to recognize the indicators of human trafficking and how to appropriately respond to possible cases. We also are in communities that are more susceptible to human trafficking, teaching these individuals how to recognize human trafficking and how they can protect themselves and protect others.
Well, you mentioned recognizing. How can we recognize it? What are we looking for?
We encourage the public to familiarize themselves with indicators of human trafficking. A couple of plain sight indicators that someone might see is someone that shows signs of malnourishment, poor hygiene, fatigue, untreated illnesses, injuries, or if we're close to someone, they start having unusual behavior. Someone who may not have control or possession over their money or identification. And number three, someone who may defer to someone else to talk for them or appears to be coached on what to say. We like to say that one indicator in isolation may not be human trafficking, but indicators, the more indicators that are present, the more likely you are witnessing a human trafficking situation. It's also important to remember that when you're reporting to one of the tip lines, it's to focus on someone's behaviors, not their identities.
So just how they are acting or how you perceive them to be. What do you do? What is the process to report something like this?
Yeah, so we really encourage people to report to the National Human Trafficking Hotline, and they can support. They can submit a tip at humantraffickinghotline.org.
Is there any way that you should interact with this person and or somebody else who's there? What is the situation? Sometimes it feels as though it could be a sort of a dangerous situation for an individual.
That is correct. So unless you are law enforcement or a public safety official that's been trained, we do not encourage you to engage with a potential victim of human trafficking or to engage with a potential trafficker. Please write down the indicators, what someone looks like, what they're wearing, where you saw them, a description of the situation, and report that information to the National Human Trafficking Hotline or call 911.
So how does that information then get to maybe freeing somebody from a situation like that? It seems like that's a small detail. You'd need a lot more, especially if someone is traveling through an area. How is that even helpful, I guess?
Yeah, so when you are reporting to the tip lines, they have their internal processes to get individuals out there, whether it's law enforcement or one of the advocates, to connect that potential person with services in the area. Or if you're reporting directly to law enforcement, that tip will go either to local authorities or to the federal government, and they will go and do their investigation. These are highly trained individuals that, at least from the Department of Homeland Security Investigations, will be accompanied by a victim assistance specialist because they're the trained individuals who know how to handle these situations. So reporting a tip is something that is a viable way for the public to act in helping combat human trafficking.
Sort of needs sort of a collective, right? In other words, you get a tip on one incident or one person, and then maybe something similar somewhere else. Now, if we've talked in the past, and I do remember at one point you said the person can still be living at home or in a stationary place. It's not like they're being moved, you know, across the country, out of state, that sort of thing.
That is absolutely correct. Someone who is in a trafficking situation doesn't have to have transportation involved. What we've seen, especially during the pandemic and even coming out of the pandemic, is that people that are trafficked, especially young people, don't even have to leave their home. We've seen traffickers lure people and victimize them on social media or online through gaming, if you can believe it. And so people don't even have to leave their home, like you said, to be in a trafficking situation.
Where do we want to report? How do we go about doing that?
Yes, we encourage the public to report to the National Human Trafficking Hotline. Again, that number is 1-888-373-7888, or you can submit a tip at humantraffickinghotline.org.
Sounds good. Again, we're Blue Days coming up on January 11th. Some good information about just keeping an eye out. If you notice something kind of different and good information, you can find out as well about the signs that maybe somebody is involved in human trafficking and needs some help. Again, our guest this morning is Brandi Bynum, Section Chief for the U.S. Department of Homeland Security Center for Countering Human Trafficking's Blue Campaign. Appreciate your time this morning getting the word out today.
Thank you so much for having me.